This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury and I'm in the studio with...
Arvind Raj.
And Audrey Raj.
Welcome back, Audrey.
Yes,
how
thank
are you?
I am good.
I noticed you are sat next to the Bloomberg terminal and we'll be giving the KLCI update just after 12:30.
Yes, I miss it so much.
Arvind, how do you feel about that?
Like my spot has been taken.
Right.
He has
been our mathematical and, you know, shares genius for the past week or so, right?
Yeah.
Right, while I was perfecting my tan.
Be sure when you deliver those figures a little bit later on, you ask Arvind's opinion as to why we have some of those movers and shakers.
Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
If we have time.
Anyway, today's topic of conversation. Oh, of course. I'm in the studio, of course, with our producer, Christine Wong. Sorry, Christine. Say hello, Christine.
I'm here too.
She's here too. Anyway, if you want to get in touch with the show, 018-789-8899. Via WhatsApp, if you want to text us there. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Our question today, will you be my hashtag content? And this is about, there's this discussion as to whether or not or how much is too much sharing. When does sharing become oversharing? And what we mean by that is our lives at this point have become... everything is documented, you know, whether we like it or not, and how much control over what is being shared in the office or on social media do we have anymore? Has the documentation of our lives become an opt-in situation rather than an opt-out situation rather than an opt-in? When does sharing become oversharing? You know, I'll give you an example. If you happen to follow me on Instagram, I posted a picture of myself and Arvin yesterday wearing. Almost the same outfit, right? Mm-hmm. I almost said outfit then.
Outfit.
A few years ago, perhaps before I posted that picture, I would have gone to Arv and I would have said, Arv, is it okay if I post this picture, you know? Mm-hmm. And he would have given me a yes or no. Yesterday, I didn't even think. I took the picture and I uploaded it, right? And then when I'm sat at home last night, I'm like, oh, hang on a minute. And when you sent me that article this morning, Ords, about this, will you be my hashtag? It really made me think about that. You
why?
Know?
I sent you the invoice.
That's true. And that is a point that
How did you just omit
that?
That
is a point
part,
that we'll get to a little bit later on. You know, when does that point of, you know, just taking a photograph with your friends whilst you're eating a meal or whatever and uploading that to social media become too much? You know, and how do you deal with that? Especially if you are hanging around with somebody whose entire job revolves around them uploading stuff continually to social media. Mm-hmm. Not that I know anybody like that, of course. And then, story number two, the quest for hashtag content knows no bounds.
Yep.
What do we do about that? Wrapping up with, whose story is this?
Mine.
Of course it is. Invisibles, why fame seekers and attention cravers are wrong. This ray of sunshine again. Right.
The opposite of, you know...
The opposite of everything we're talking about.
The fame seekers, yeah.
Right. So... have either of you been in that situation, you know, where you've been traveling or you're doing something and you're completely stressed and, you know, you look across and a friend or a colleague or a loved one is filming you doing what you're doing?
No.
No?
No.
Or you know, maybe you're cooking something or maybe you're, you know, working on something and you just see the phone pop up and you know that they're taking a picture or they know that they're taking an Instagram video or whatever. Nothing like that.
That one, yes. Right. I've also had to wait for food, you know, when the food arrives.
Yeah.
And I have to wait for a few minutes because a few people want to take pictures of the food.
Right, which is so annoying.
Yeah, yeah. But right? I just want to eat.
Right, exactly.
First world problems.
Yeah.
But it's true, yeah. The food arrives and they're like, wait. Mm-mm. Take a photograph.
Mm-hmm.
Another one with food is like when you've got your mouth open and the food is about to enter your mouth and then someone takes that picture, that awful hippopotamus picture.
Yes. And then they upload that because they look good in the picture.
Yeah.
And you have to have that. But I don't look good. But it's not your Instagram account.
No.
But it's my face. You know? What expectations of privacy do friends and partners have a right to when hanging out with someone whose job or hobby it is to share everything about their day-to-day? Where do we draw that line between self-expression and unwarranted exposure? You know, if their friends are sharing every single day of their lives, can they reasonably expect to be asked for consent every single day and every single time they post a picture? Now, Michel Foucault was, of course, a philosopher. He wrote The Discipline and Punish, and he ultimately said that the very fact that we're aware that somebody might be surveilling us and watching us we would alter the way in which we behave, right? And we would start looking at the way in which we behave and start self-censoring ourselves, even when we're out in public, mm-hmm. when perhaps not doing anything. And this really sprang to mind when I was at a restaurant not too long ago, and I just ordered my food. And this is a very kind of paparazzi moment, which sounds ridiculous, but this is what happened. You know, I ordered my food. I'm collecting it from like a buffet scenario. I go and sit down, eat my food, go home. I don't think anything about it. The next day, somebody sends me a picture of me in the buffet line ordering my food.
Ooh. Mm.
And it's been posted by this particular restaurant, you know. And I'm with somebody who's fairly high profile in terms of, you know, the Instagram world. And it became one of those, well, it would have been nice if this person would have asked, is it okay to post this picture, you know? And I understand why the business chose to do that. There was a person in their establishment whose followers, should they choose to follow that restaurant, that would have upped their numbers. And that's what it's become, right? It's become this numbers game. But then even little things like when you're having your little dinner at home, and there's perhaps five or six or seven of you, you know, and you take somebody at that event, takes a picture of your little pot roast, for example, and uploads it to their social media platform. The next day, you get a message from somebody else saying, why wasn't I invited to that?
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, well,
because they feel left out.
They feel left out. And you have to say, well, no, it's because, you know, uncle next door, you know, was feeling a bit down and I decided to invite him over for dinner, you know. And that's why you weren't invited, unless you want to come and keep me an uncle company. You know, and you have to explain yourself, and it becomes a little bit too much, right?
It also sort of affects people who just don't want to do anything on that.
Yes.
Like let's say you are invited somewhere and you don't want to go. So you say that you're busy or you have something on or, you know, whatever excuse that you can come up with. But then someone else takes a picture of you and posts it on social media of you having a dinner or you meeting someone else that you chose to do instead of doing plan A.
Right.
Yeah, you go with plan B. So now it's out of your privacy. You might just choose to go with plan B because it's easier.
Yeah.
But because you're splattered all over social media now, someone knows that you declined their offer, their invitation, because you wanted to do someone else's thing.
Yeah.
And now it's complicated.
Yeah.
Because now you have to look after everybody's feelings.
Right. And you might have turned up in a singlet that you've been wearing for the past 25 days, you know, in a pair of shorts that you haven't changed in however long.
This is oversharing, Rich.
Well, I know, but this is the whole point of the show, you know.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean. It's this whole I want to opt out kind of thing. I'm tired of this. I don't want to be doing this anymore. And, you know, and I think there has to be that limit where there's a certain group of friends where you shouldn't have to say before you go and have dinner, look, no photos tonight, no social. But it's I want to take a picture of the food. I don't care. If you're taking a picture of the food, don't put anybody in it.
In all fairness, though, we would know who are the ones who are, like, you know, happy posters, you know, like active posters, and those who just won't bother with the photos that they have. They just, you know, save it in their phones for eternity. We know the friends who are the posters and the ones that are not, right? So, I mean, like, the easiest thing to do is just go like, hey, don't put this on online, or like crop me out of this before you put it online, or like no photos of me, man, you know, but like just a disclaimer as the phone is whipped out, right? So that's an easy fix, you know, you would think. And there's also the tagging options on Facebook and on Instagram and stuff like that, so that your followers don't see what you've been up to as well. So there are fixes, but then I guess it just comes down to, should you have to seek consent?
Exactly.
Every single time.
Exactly. Right. That's our question. You know, when does sharing become oversharing? You know, and what do you do when you're in that situation? And we're not just talking about being tagged on social media, for example. You know, what about, let's say, and we'll take it to a different kind of angle. Let's say you're in the office and you have fairly decent relationships with your colleagues. You know, you talk about your to a degree, your personal lives and one thing or another. But when do you feel like just a little bit uncomfortable? Somebody said a little bit too much, you know. How do you deal with that as well? Let us know. Join the conversation via WhatsApp, 018-789-8899, Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. We managed to get some opinions as well. Sumita Selvaraj, of course, writer, presenter, media professional, sari enthusiast and former colleague. We managed to get her on the phone a few minutes earlier on. We'll be talking to her when we come back, hopefully feeding back on some of your comments. Meanwhile, let's have some music. Deer Hunter with Dream Captain on BFM 89.9.
Burden-free Malaysia. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Arvind Raj
and Audrey Raj.
Our producer, of course, is Christine Wong. Christine Wong, Christine Wong, because I forgot to mention it at the beginning of the show, so I'm going to ask a couple of shout outs. Say hello, Christine.
Hi.
We're with you all the way through until 1 o'clock. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram at BFM Radio, asking for your opinions on when does sharing become oversharing? Will you be my hashtag content? We're in that stage of history where, you know, everything we do has been documented, whether or not we like it or not. It's up on social media. It can be anywhere else. You know, how do you feel about that? Let us know. We've had a couple of messages over on Instagram. Dong Chiwan has said, when you start sharing secrets you're supposed to keep, and then Like Falls in Love, of course, has said, when you're only sharing content for likes or engagement and not genuinely interested or passionate.
Mm.
There you go. Mm-hmm. What about you guys?
No WhatsApps yet?
No WhatsApps?
Nothing on Twitter too. Very quiet.
Very quiet.
There's one message that says, and this is not for us, it came before, it says, thanks to Trump. And I'm like, okay.
Everything.
That works for us, for our topic.
It works for
yeah.
the show as yeah. well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, it's reality TV. Yeah, reality is like life nowadays, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm still tripping over the fact that there was a business that actually took advantage of you guys having dinner, you know, and took a photo of you guys and then posted it so that they would get more traction. Like, you know, oh, some famous people came to eat at our restaurant.
I'm not famous. That's the thing, you know.
Well, you were with someone who's famous.
Arguably, yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. you know, that's just not right. That's kind of rude, actually.
That is
the way that some newspapers have survived for generations, mm-hmm. though, is
True.
It not?
Mm-hmm.
You know? We managed to speak with Sumitra, of course, who used to work here, and she's a writer, she's a presenter, she's a media professional. If you follow her Instagram account, she posts fabulous pictures of her in a sari. But we asked her, you know, this question, you know, about what's your stance on what you do and don't share on social media?
I think it's easier to address first what I don't share. I don't share private information that could be used to identify or track me, such as car registration plates, my itinerary for the day as to where exactly I'll be in the next few hours, unless, of course, I'm headed to a public event. I very rarely share photos of my home, except for specific spots where I photograph my sari of the day. I don't share intimate details of relationships. But having said that, I'm terribly open about sharing what might be construed as intimate details about myself. I am open about my mental health struggles. I certainly don't hold back when it comes to writing about the demons of self-confidence, identity, and morality or ethics. So I suppose if a reader wanted to, they could probably get to know me pretty well through my posts, but on a deeper level, because you're not going to be privy to how many bathrooms my house has or what I look like lying in my bed with rumpled sheets and a bare face that you know has been made up minutes before jumping back into bed for that, oh, but I always wake up looking like this kind of pose. Oh, and I definitely share quite a bit about my disdain for those types of social media influencers.
I'm going to have to stop putting up my makeup on when I take those pictures, mm-hmm. aren't I?
Woke up this way.
I woke up this way. Okay, when you create content for your social media channels, do you involve your own social circle, your families and your friends?
A large part of my personality is introverted. While I have a small extrovert side for work purposes, social media is very much work for me. So I don't have a large social circle. I have my husband, who declared social media as the toilet of the internet way before Lady Gaga did. And I have my dogs. My husband and I have worked out a more or less a happy compromise where I don't go into details about our relationship on social media. And he agrees to appearing in my posts 3 times a year, Deepavali, Christmas, and either my birthday or anniversary, not both, Missy. He's going to kill me, by the way, for saying that. My dogs are a popular element of my posts. They have their own hashtag, as you do, but I am very clear that photos of them only appear when they wander into the frame, and I often get DMs asking for Dash and Jeeves, and I am absolutely steadfast in this aspect. My dogs are not props to be dragged into pictures. One is extremely affectionate and spends a lot of time by my side. The other sleeps 19 hours a day, so you can guess who gets featured more.
What's your take on consent when it comes to featuring other people in your social media content?
I would want to be asked if it's okay to upload a photo of me. So I try and ask the same, especially if I'm in a more relaxed private gathering, a small group of friends, for example. When it comes to public events, I've come to realize and accept that, you know, photos are taken for social media. And in principle, I don't have a problem with this. But if I see a picture of myself that I'm uncomfortable with, I would not hesitate to ask for it to be taken down. I'd certainly do the same if the reverse was asked of me.
I think that's absolutely fair.
Yeah. So I was just thinking about how there was this story that I read about a 16-year-old girl who actually bought a bunch of hoodies that said, no photos, no videos, respect my privacy, no profiting off my image. She had multiple hoodies that just had those words on them because her mom was an influencer and would like just every day be documenting everything they did, like what they had for breakfast and like family photos, vacation photos and stuff like that. That's all the mom has been posting stuff since they were kids. So it came to a point where she was so fed up, she went online and found this place that sold hoodies that you could customize, bought a whole bunch for herself and her 9-year-old sister. And now she says that she's kind of like put a wrench in the whole in her mom's system, because like the mom can't take pretty photos now because these kids always have these black hoodies with these words saying no photos, no videos, respect my privacy going on in the background, right? So the mom has stopped taking as many photos of them as she compared to, you know, what she used to. But that's the extent that she had to go to in order to, because the mom just wouldn't listen. The mom, you know, felt like, you know, they were her property and she could post as she liked and didn't think about their privacy. And you know what the Gen Z are like today, right? And the Gen Alpha as well. You know, they're a bit cautious when it comes to living their lives online. So poor girl, but that's what she had to do. And it's been successful thus far. So kudos to her.
But I've also, I suppose, met people like the mother in that regard, in that I've known people and I've known friends, and they've been taking photographs whilst I've been in the same room, and they don't mean to have me in the picture. I just happen to be in frame or something along those lines, you know. And they've managed to get themselves a good shot, and for whatever reason they want to upload it, and I've said, I'd prefer if you didn't have me in that shot. And, oh, but I'm not going to get the same picture twice. I'm just going to upload it. You don't mind, do you? And when you start making a bit of a fuss about it, you then become that person who's nitpicking too much, you know? And then you have people kind of getting on at you about that. And in the end, you just kind of succumb and you just go, okay, fine, you know? When in reality, we should be a little bit more like Sumitra and say, no, I don't want to be in that photograph, you know?
It is your right.
It is my right, but I have totally seen people flip and be really angry when you've said, I don't want to be in that.
Because
picture.
Then you're the wet blanket.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, then people look at you like, oh, why are you being fussy about this? And why are you being so, you know, why are you getting so rigid about small things? It's just a picture that they're uploading and stuff. But again, you know, like what you said, you should have final say. Like, you know, if you don't want to be in someone else's picture or you don't want to be in someone else's post, then you should be able to decide that you know, whether you show up there or not. It's not up to the person uploading. It's about who's in the picture. It's about, again, like what we're talking about, like it's about hashtag content.
And I definitely think, you know, if any kind of business, you know, takes a picture of you whilst you're in their premises, you know, they should ask for permission before they upload it. Even if that picture has been sent to them by somebody else, you know, they need to find a way to contact that person if they're of, you know, some certain influence or a degree and say, look, we have this picture. Is it okay if we upload it?
It's also like, you know, like hotels and who have like private beaches, and and they take photos of maybe the swimming pool or maybe the lounge area. If you're in those pictures, they still need permission.
Actually, come to think of that, when we were on our break and we went up to the hotel and we took some pictures, and I uploaded a couple of pictures, and the hotel actually got in touch with me because I tagged them and they said, we like your pictures, can we use them? That's how you should do it. Over to Instagram, Peter has said, strangers or friends taking pictures of my cute kids and putting them up on social media. Definite no-no there.
Yeah, no.
Right, we're going to take a break. 018-789-8899. Simple question. When does sharing become oversharing? Will you be my hashtag content? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Ted Hawkins up next with Bring It On Home to Me. And when we come back, we're going to have an update on the KLCI, courtesy of Ords. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.